The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
That was a good segment with Joe and Marie.
Maria, it really was. Joe is the assistant controller of the state of New York, and I think I gave him a promotion, he said, so I'm really not sure. But nevertheless, he's a wonderful, wonderful guy. He's a wonderful husband. He's a wonderful father. I know Joe very well. And Maria Smith, who is the project director, a special project director for the New York State Controller's Office. Bottom line, the financial page, the fiduciary page, whatever you want to call it, the website they put together for the controller's office was unbelievable. I saw it in a newsletter from the controller's office a couple of weeks ago, which brought it to our attention. And the fact that Maria said something, which was so interesting, that they actually called all those numbers, because there are some government offices that the numbers have been changed. And it's very frustrating when you call it nine times and they put you on hold, and you're on hold because there's not even an actual number anymore. So these two have done their homework. It's a great site. And actually what I'm just looking for very quickly, because I misplaced it, is the, I'll get it, the website to go to. Here it is, osc.state.newyork.us. That's OSC, Office of OSC, State Controller, Office of State Controller, .state.newyork.us. Go there and you can find information on pretty much anything. Anything we talked about today with Joe and Maria will be on that website, plus more. And Otto, you went on the website?
I was on the website. And actually, I think if you probably just put into Google financial survival kit for New York, office of New York or whatever, you probably would get it. But yes, I thought it was great. Very well organized. There's so much information on there. I'm big on, let's filter out, I don't remember the number of categories. There were like 10 categories, primary categories, and you select from the primary category and you whittle your way down. And that's to me the way to do it. You get the information fast that way. Right. Anyhow, I was on the website.
Yeah, no, I figured you would have been. And that's why, and so you're telling people how to access it quickly. And, one of the things that amazed me is they're talking about beneficiaries. People aren't paying it. 100,000 people are dead. That means beneficiary forms need to be adjusted. So if that person was my beneficiary, I have to update my forms. I'm not happy about anything right now. If my spouse or my daughter, whoever would be in my life who is supposed to be my beneficiary, has died. But you have to take care of accept the reality of the situation and take care of business, so to speak, versus leaving a mess. And especially in this time, it's hard to get meetings with people. We do this Zoom thing, which is great, but I'm dealing with some new widows currently, and one recently came to the office and dropped everything downstairs in the lobby, then called me. I went downstairs to the lobby to pick it up and bring it to my office because she was nervous to interact with me, and which was fine, but that's where we are. And when you're really talking to a new widow, it's nicer to sit face to face. Otto?
Yeah, just a quick question, John. I don't know the answer. Does a will just do it by itself? In other words, if I say in the wills, here's the beneficiaries, yet my bank account says, not my bank account necessarily, but maybe I have a pension plan or whatever that has a beneficiary in it that's different from your will. does the beneficiary and the pension plan take over as opposed to the will?
Beneficiary beats the will.
Only the will.
Only the will. Anything. So your house is in joint name. Okay.
Right.
And God forbid one of the people in the house dies. Okay. And that was supposed to go to them. So that doesn't go into the will at this point in time.
Oh, okay. So if you have a
life insurance, so if you have me as your beneficiary on your life insurance, okay, I'm getting it. No matter what it says in the will about the rest of your money, I'm getting that money.
Right. So
now you're throwing it up in the air. God forbid then I die. So now you don't have a beneficiary. Now you die a week later. Technically, it doesn't have to go to the will. A real lawyer is going to start fighting it and say he wanted it to go to John, but it didn't go to John because John died, but John is married. So that means Otto would have been giving it to John's wife. Well, no, but Otto has kids. So it would have gone to John's kids. That's what Otto really wanted. If John didn't get it, it would go to Otto's kids. Who's to say what Otto wanted? If Otto died first, it went to me. Then if I died, it went to my wife. So that's the issue. So the will can do certain things, but the beneficiary, which is usually life insurance, IRAs, qualified money, and a house, supersede the will and just add confusion.
See, I don't know if everybody knows that, you know, on normal situation, maybe people are sitting there fat, dumb, and happy thinking, well, I have the beneficiary in my will of John, and that should take care of everything. But that's not the case.
A lot of people think that.
You have to pay attention to every asset that's worth anything.
A lot of people think their power of attorney and healthcare proxies and everything else is in the will. But the will doesn't get read till you die. So right. You could turn around and say, I want John to have everything to take care of me. But you got to die for me to know that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So therefore, people have to turn around and say, no, I have no access to Otto's money while he's alive. That's only after he dies and we read the will. And then they'll say, ugh. John was supposed to have the right to organize these things because he didn't want Jim to. What if, you know, if you had two sons, John and Jim? But that has to be outside the will. So it does behoove people to sit down, you know, with an attorney, because that really becomes an attorney issue and how you want things done. So, you know, survival with the house goes one thing. And then if that person would die, then you're gonna have a second survivor. You know, so my house would go to my wife. If not my wife, it's gonna go to my three kids. That's fine. Doesn't mean, because my will could be zero. By the time I die, I gotta have no money other than my house.
Right.
So I'm gonna leave Christina all my money. I don't have any. But the house is there. So then it becomes an issue. What does she get? You know, and then you wind up in court. So you're going to wind up with two people. And then what happens is one step further, if it is Christina's my daughter or my cousin or my niece or whatever, then there's a fight because she thought she was getting this. I thought I was giving it to her. But then out of the blue, somebody else pops in here and there's an issue. But there is a big deal between beneficiary and the will. Two different things completely. And it's important to know because most people's big money, meaning the average person, is beneficiary. A life insurance, your house, and your IRA. Most people, that's their biggest assets. When you put those three together, you know, money in the bank is money in the bank. But those three chunks of money are pretty significant for most people.
Yeah, I mean,
that's outside the will.
In this day and age, it doesn't take a lot to have a number that sounds big. But it's not that big. You know, if you have a house, right away, you've got a rock bottom, probably $400,000 or $500,000 in Long Island, and probably a lot more. And if you did save, like Maria pointed out in the earlier segment, and you didn't go to your IRA during your lifetime, you're going to have a pretty good chunk of money in there too. And if you don't take care of those things, they're going to go to the wrong people. That you may not want them to go to.
Right. You know, a perfect example, you have an IRA and God forbid something happens to you and you have your wife as the beneficiary, okay? But you have no other kids, but you have a couple of brothers and sisters who have children. you have one niece who's always taken care of you. You love her like a daughter. And she would have been the person, God forbid, if your wife wasn't around, you would give everything to. Your brothers and sisters are going to come first in the state of New York, and it's going to be divided between them. And if they're all dead, it's going to be divided between all your nephews and nieces equally. So a nephew who hasn't spoken to you or maybe spat in your face the last time he was with you is going to get the same percent as the girl who cooked your meals for the last 10 years.
And we'll
People
fight.
Pay attention.
And he'll fight that girl in court probably because he's entitled in his opinion.
Right. That's what happens. And he's going to win it then. Yes. And that's the point. I mean, because there comes a degree, love doesn't win in court. You know, from my understanding, I'm like, no, everybody's equal. So the four cousins, the four nephews, whatever it's going to be, have an equal say in your estate if there's no direct heir and if you haven't made the choice. If you've made the choice, it's a whole different story. You turned around and says, everything I have goes to Susie. Well, not Susie, Christina. Let's be right. Let's who, you know.
Come on, guys.
Then that supersedes everything. You know, you have a copy of it. She has a copy of it. You always give a copy of it to the person you want to be your heir.
Right.
So she comes forth and says, this is what Otto gave me. Nobody has anything that's dated after that. Then Christina gets it. But otherwise, it's funny how those things happen. And all of a sudden, money goes floating around. And in the state of New York, which went into effect X number of years ago, a spouse cannot move their IRA without having the permission of the other spouse. Because years ago, men used to turn around and have a girlfriend. And they turned around and said, listen, honey, eventually I'm going to die. I'm going to make you the beneficiary of my insurance so you stay with me. When the time comes, you'll be taken care of. You're 20 years younger than me, so you're going to get the $100,000. And I could do that. Now I die, my wife turns around and says, oh, the mortgage is going to be paid off. She goes to turn in policy and says, the girlfriend's name is on it. He's getting nothing. This is true. These is true stories. Now in New York, I don't know about the rest of this country. In New York, the spouse has to give permission if the other spouse is not going to be the beneficiary, which means it has to be brought to their attention. That you're letting me put somebody other than my Stephanie as my beneficiary. But that's what people did. And if I was dating a girl who was 20 years younger, she'd turn around and say, guess what? You're paying all my bills now. I can wait you out. You'll be dead eventually. You'll be dead eventually, and I'll have a few bucks.
You know, this isn't the actual Christina Lucho.
But it's
good stuff.
We finished the first segment already.
No, but I think you guys are talking about something that's really important. And as we know, and we've done segments about this on the show, it's so convoluted, everything, you know, and just stresses the importance of really planning and advocating for yourself while you can, you know, and say what you want to do.
100% that. What you want to do, and then make sure it's put in place the way you want it to happen. But right now, we're taking our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.